Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God this morning. Amen. Just give God some praise right now. Everybody like a chance to get in right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're so grateful to be here once again. Amen. I just want to encourage you on today to trust God even the more. Amen. To get down on your knees, not prostrate. Amen. And receive what thus said the Lord. Amen. For your life and those in your family. Amen. And hallelujah. Receiving the peace of God. Amen. Walking in peace. Amen. Hallelujah. How many want peace on today? Amen. Hallelujah. Peace that's all understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. Know that God is able. The enemy comes. Amen. I want you to understand, he doesn't come dressed up like the devil. Amen. He don't come as himself. He comes in disguise. Amen. He comes to, hallelujah. He comes in with the intent to kill, steal, and destroy. Hallelujah. So he's going to look like what you're asking for. He's going to speak like what you want to hear. But I want you to know that God has all power. And God is able. Amen. We're giving everybody a chance to enter in on the line right now. Hallelujah. God is so good. And how's everything going with everybody this morning? I'm going to set the music off here. Amen. Looks like we have Cousin Kim back on the line and Mama Sherry. God bless you. Can y'all hear
Amen.
Me? Am I coming through good now?
Amen. Mm-hmm. All is clear.
All is clear. Glory to God. I know that echo was something else, and I was like, we going to push through it. We ain't let nothing stop. I said, if we got to be an
Amen.
Echo, we going to echo through you. Hallelujah.
We
God
go
is good. Yes, we going to go through. We going to hold on until we can't hold on no more. And I'm going to keep getting back with the people to find out what is going on with this line, because I pay for this line. It's not free.
Praise
and so
Lord.
I'm paying for
Praise
something
Lord.
I can't use. And we, you know, I'm like, okay, Lord, we're going to try this morning. So I was excited. I was in the system, and I messaged Cousin Kim and said, hey, we on. I'm in. And so I'm just excited about being on the line, knowing that I am praying for everyone. Just hoping everybody else would jump in on the line so we will continue on. So while we're waiting for everyone else to come back on the line, I said, you know, I told him to give us 5 minutes. So it's been about 3 minutes so far. We'll give another couple of minutes here, and then we'll go into scripture. And as we're waiting on them, I just, like I said, want to encourage everyone on today to trust God even the more. Amen, because God is able to do it again. Amen. A lot of times we think, well, you know, God already did this for me before, but he's able to do it again. He's able to turn that situation around for your good. Amen. He's able to you know, cause people to come and bless you, to increase your finances. Amen. God is able. Amen. That ain't nothing the devil can do to stop God from doing what he has portioned to do for your life. Amen. You just have to use the word of God. Amen. And call those things, you know, to be as you want them to be. Amen. So you just call it forth, amen. Though you don't see it right now, you walk by faith and not by sight, and trust in God that it shall be, amen, according to God's will for our lives. We know the plan that God has for us is to give us a hope in the future and expect it in. So God, he loves to bless his children, and we are God's children. Amen and amen. Looks like Cousin Lewis is on the line. Cousin Lewis, is that you? 832-801. Can y'all still hear me?
Oh, good morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Cousin Lewis. God bless you. Welcome, welcome. I think I know your number now, 832-801-3383. Is that you?
That's me.
That's you. All right. I got it down back. Amen. Amen.
Okay.
So we're going to have our... I'm trying to wait for Aunt Bernstein to get back on the line here. Don't want to go without her. We're going to take our prayer petition, but we're going to have our scripture reading and definitely want to know how everybody's doing. So how you? Good morning and welcome, Cousin Kim. How you doing this morning and how you been?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Thank you for messaging me. I was on the phone with Aunt Bernstein, and we just just talking, just family, you know, old family stuff and all as well. And then I looked down and I saw I had a message. I said, oh, the prayer line is on. I said, bye. She said, bye. I said, okay, so all is well. All is well. I'm going to call her and meet her and merge her in.
Okay, okay. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Cousin Lewis, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing pretty good. God's been good to me. And he returned my wife home yesterday from the hospital.
Amen.
Been there for 3 weeks. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yes,
so
Lord,
doing
we thank
good.
God. That's a testimony. Amen. God bless you both. God keep you. Mm-hmm. I pray supernatural strength for both of you all to keep on in his life and, you know, spreading the gospel, the good news about what God is doing, what God has done, and what God is about to do. Amen. So God bless you. God keep you. And God continue to bless all that you love and concerned about. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I'm back
Amen.
On the line now.
You're back on the line. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope you had a happy birthday, Andy Bernstein, and I know Aunt Vera had a birthday as well.
I couldn't get back on, and Kim got me back on with her. Something was wrong, but the line is so clear now.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
I told him, I said, before we go forward, let's get Aunt Bernstein back on the line.
Yes. So, I thank the Lord that I'm back on the line and I'm doing great. I'm doing good. I thank the Lord for everybody that's on the line. I'm just so thankful. I can't thank him enough. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Amen and amen. And we're so glad to have you. So good to hear your voice. I got the biggest smile over here. Couldn't wait to hear your voice on the line today. So I'm just so grateful to have you on the line.
Oh,
and everybody that's on the line, no matter what happens, we always find our way back. So I thank God for
that's
it
right.
all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Mama Sherry Gordon,
yes.
God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I am doing good. I thank God
Amen.
For this day. I thank
yes,
God
Lord.
For everyone on the phone this morning because we're going to give God the praises because we know
yes,
it wasn't nobody but God.
Everybody
and the devil is always busy, so
mm-hmm.
that's why you have to have on the whole army of God.
Armor, yes,
and
Lord,
I
amen.
Love you. I love everybody.
Oh, I love you too. Yes, Lord.
We know
yes.
it was nothing but his grace and mercy.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's kept us. Grace and mercy. Amen. God bless you, Mama Sherry. Lord, we're so happy to have you on the line today. Just praying that God will
Amen.
Continue to give you the strength to keep on keeping on. Amen. I pray that God will bless your latter years greater than your beginnings. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that God will open up the windows of heaven and just pour out blessings upon your life that you won't have room enough to receive. Amen. And let God use you, continue to use you. Hallelujah. That God will get all the praise, glory, and honor. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how y'all been?
Good morning. Good morning. We're doing good. Thank God for the line being able to work again. I was like, oh, Lord,
yes,
I hope it works. And thank you for always notifying me that we're on the line. We're doing good. You want to say good morning, Mama? You want to say good morning?
Good morning.
Good morning, Aunt Vera. Happy belated birthday. God is truly blessed you.
Thank
God. How are you?
Yeah, this morning she got up. She said, am I having a party again today? I said, no parties today.
Oh.
But, we're doing good. And thank God for you guys, and we're doing good. Amen.
We were determined to get on this line and pray through the echoing,
yes.
And the line just, I said, I don't know what's going on with this line, but I'm going to be writing them again, because you can't speak to a live person. You have to email them.
Yes.
And I've just been paying for a service. I was telling everybody else that, hey, I need to be able to use this. You know, this is where we come, and we have our service. We have our prayer. We have the word of God, and it's so vital, you know, for our life and important. I know it is for me.
Very much.
And I believe it is for
me
everyone
too.
That comes every Saturday that we have the line, and I'm just
yes,
so happy that we're back together again. Amen. And so God bless you both. We love you. We thank God for you.
Thank you.
I didn't get a chance. I wanted to come by there, but I was in.
I
had rehearsal. I had things to do. And so we have a show. I have a show that's coming up next Sunday.
Next
so we
weekend.
Were in rehearsal,
you
and I said, well, I would try to get by there. And I said, okay, maybe I can come by Sunday. But we went back out to out of town. But I'm going to get by there one of these good old days.
Well,
and
you'll
it's gonna
get
be,
by
it's,
here. Yeah. Just
and
let
it's
going to
be a good time.
Okay.
You ain't got to cook nothing. I'm just coming to see you.
It don't matter.
We're already full.
All right. It don't matter. Always do something. Okay.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen and amen. At
thank
this time,
you.
We're going to have
amen.
Our scripture reading on today and our word of God. And I just thank God again for this opportunity. I've been doing good. And I just continue to encourage everyone on the line to trust God even the more. The enemy is always fighting against us. Amen. We're on the winning side. And so the devil, ain't nobody mad but the devil. And we just got to use the word of God. Every time he speaks, we speak the word of God. Every time he says something, we tell him to shut up and come on out.
Amen.
Like,
come out.
Yeah, amen. He said, come on out. And they're all going to use depression, anxiety, fear, worry. Come, teach your work. Come on out. Ache, pain, come on out. You know, we have that power. We just have to believe it and watch it manifest. It will. And this is where God works miracles in our faith. So God bless your family. This morning, our scripture is coming from the book of John 16, verse 5 through 15 verse. And I'm reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. And I'll slow down so everyone can hear me and understand me clearly, because sometimes I can get to moving fast. I get excited. But I need to slow down here. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 16, verse 5 through 15, if you're following along with me this morning, again, I'm at the New King James Version. They read a little different from your Bible if you're reading from the King James Version or the NIV or any other translation. I'm coming out the New King James Version. That is John chapter 16, verse 5 through 15. And I'll just break down the scripture bit by bit here this morning. The Bible says, the header says, Jesus teaches about the Holy Spirit. Verse 5 reads, but now I go away to him who sent me. And none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I've said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because of the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you these things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I say that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Amen. When we look at the scripture here, family, this morning, and although the disciples had asked Jesus about his death, they had never wondered about its meaning. They were mostly concerned about themselves. If Jesus went away, the question was, what would become of them? When we look at verse 7 here, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, unless Jesus did what he came to do, we would have no gospel. If he did not die, he could not remove our sins. He could not rise again and defeat death. If he did not go back to the Father, the Holy Spirit would not come. Jesus' presence on earth was limited to one place at a time. But his leaving meaning meant that he could be present to the whole world through the Holy Spirit. Amen. When we look at verses 8 through 11, to convict means to convince, to expose the facts or to refute or cross-examine. There's three important convicting tasks of the Holy Spirit, which are convincing people of their sinfulness, to prepare them to seek repentance and God's mercy. And I want to talk about repentance, family, for a minute, because some people believe that if they just say, I repent, that's enough. Repentance is action, meaning to stop that you are doing. Amen? Two, revealing the standard of God's righteousness to anyone who believes, because Jesus is no longer physically present on earth, and to demonstrating Jesus' authority over Satan and his ultimate judgment defeat of all evil. This conviction can convince us that what Jesus promises will come true and give us courage to live out our faith in a fallen world. There is so much that's going on in this world. Oh, my God. I just thank God for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for our salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. As I wrap up here in Scripture, family, verse 13, I want us to look at one more time. He says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, hallelujah, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Jesus said the Holy Spirit would tell them things to come, the nature of their mission, the opposition they would face, and the final outcome of their efforts. They didn't fully understand these promises until the Holy Spirit came. After Jesus' death and resurrection, amen, then the Holy Spirit revealed truths to them that they wrote down in the books that are now the New Testament. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, I ask that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of your word. It is my prayer that we be the doers of the word of God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I do want to ask if anyone has any questions about the scripture that was read on today. I just want to make sure that we all have an understanding, and if not, to get an understanding. Amen. So if you have any questions, just please say so right now, and we'll get an understanding of the scripture. I'll just call your name, Cousin Kim.
I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, Bernstein.
Yes, I'm reading it right along with you. Got my hand right on the Bible, read the whole, from the fifth verse on down to the 15th. I read it, and I understand how the Lord is trying to teach people and how to believe and how to glorify him in his holy name.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Thank you for your wisdom and the knowledge of God's word. Amen. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera.
Understood very well. It was explained very clearly. And,
amen.
You know, it was very well explained. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Mama Sharon.
I can say it was very well explained. The
amen.
Word was.
Amen.
But we have to be a doer of the word.
Yes. Amen.
We say we understand, but we have to be a doer of the word.
Of God.
We have to walk,
Lord,
as God wants us to walk.
Amen.
And the word was explained real good. And bless
amen.
You also.
God bless you. Amen. God bless you as well. And thank you as well for your knowledge and the wisdom of God's word. Amen. Cousin Lewis.
Yes, I read along with you in the Bible, and just understand everything like the way you explain. And I'm just glad to be here. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So that's what I want to include, just because sometimes we may read scripture and some of us may not have the understanding of it, just making sure that when it's broke down that we all have an understanding before we get out the line.
Amen.
So if there's a question, then we can, the Bible say, if you don't get anything else, get an understanding. Because it's one thing to hear it and you know, say, hear it, you read it, but then you have no understanding. So there's no application if you don't understand it. You know, it's kind of like taking some medication in the wrong way, and it can cause more harm than help. So God bless you. God keep you. And I thank God for everyone that's on the line. We're going to have our prayer petition at this time as we touch and agree with all faith on today. And we're going to start with A. Bernstein. A. Bernstein, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, my prayer petition continues for my cousin, Lewis Jones, my Kim.
Amen.
I call her my Kim because she's just like my daughter. And everybody that's on the line, just pray for the caregivers who's helping people out when they need it and making them understand what love is all about.
Yes,
love is just not a word that you say. Love means to show it.
Amen.
You show love. Love. Amen. Thank God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm so glad you said that because, you know, when we receive Jesus Christ, we are able to love the unlovable, forgive the unforgivable. Amen. And there's an action. God, the Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Amen. So if we can't just say we love someone and we're not showing it, amen. We're not doing anything. God, you know, love moves us to do. Amen. It moves you.
Amen.
It moves you to go beyond the call of duty.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
My Lord, my God.
Yeah.
So I'm praying and I'm touching and agreeing on today. Oh, gracious Lord, we come before you with all faith, believing, oh, God, with your daughter on today with combined faith. And, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh, God. Oh, Lord, help us to love even more, to love like Christ. Amen. And, Father God, we just want to say thank you to understand that love is just not a word. Amen. But it's an action. Amen. It's a movement in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you that you loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, to die for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because you loved us. Amen. You finished the work. You left nothing undone. Oh, Lord, teach us how to love like you love, oh, God. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for every caregiver around the world, your children that you have called and ordained for such a time as this. Amen. Oh, Lord, we pray that you will bless them with a supernatural sense, oh, God, knowledge and wisdom to know what to do when they don't know what to do, oh, God. Lord, I pray that you will increase them even the more, oh, God, in peace and joy, amen, and let every need be met, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, let them not go weary and well-doing, oh, God. Oh, Lord, that they will keep their mind stayed on you, Father God, that you will keep them in peace, amen, all the days of their life. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We pray when you bless them, God, that you will bless them, oh, God, when you multiply. Oh, Lord, multiply them with our goodness and our faith, amen, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare all is well with your daughter, Vernon Singh. We decree and declare that she's holding new and you, Father God, and we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, bless her with long life, good health and strength, oh, God. Lord, we pray for the peace and the protection and the health and strength of her children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, all that you bless her with, oh, God. Let it be blessed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we cancel every assignment of Satan and his agents against her life and those that she loves and concerned about right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that all her children's children, oh, Lord, come to the obedience of Christ and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Amen. And we just want to say thank you because, Father God, we know that you are able to do all things but fail. So we thank you for it, Lord. Yes. We give it all over to you and we thank you that it is done. Yes. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want you to understand, family, people are upset about with you, not because something you did, but
because of whose side that you on, amen, because you're on God's side. Hallelujah. It ain't nothing you said or done. Don't beat yourself up saying, what did I do to them? Why they hurt me like this? Why they turn on me? Why they don't talk to me no more? It ain't nothing you did. It's just something they allowed the enemy to get inside them, amen. And we just pray their deliverance on today. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but the spirit.
Yes,
it's a spiritual warfare. So don't beat yourself down. Don't beat yourself up. Don't become depressed because they don't say nothing to you more, or they don't talk to you right. My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. Because they have to realize that they're allowing the devil to enter in and use them. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for revelation and knowledge. God bless you. We love you, and we thank God for you. We thank God for
you. Oh, yes. I love you too.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. And just thank God for this line being open this morning. I've been praying about the line being continued. It's been a blessing, you know, for this family and praying.
Amen.
For those that will, you know, in the family that have been on the line will come back to the line, and even more will come. And I just want to also just give a testimony about when the last time we were on the line that I was just praying for peace in my home and, you know, peace in my mind and in my heart. Although the situation hasn't changed, but I believe that God is changing it even in the midst of it. But thank God for the peace in my mind and the peace in my heart, because I didn't want to be back where I was, not wanting, I mean, so in such a hurry for the situation to end. But I know that God knows, and I just thank him, for the peace, and I just thank everyone here on the line for continued prayers.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, God. Keep you. Amen. We just thank God on today. Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done. We thank you for answered prayers. We thank you for your peace, oh God. And Lord, we pray for continued peace for your daughter, Kim. Amen. And all that's in our household, God, that all will be peacemakers. Amen. That they will pursue peace always. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, I pray that you will, continue to bless her, keep her, guide her, and instruct her in the way that you will have for her to go, that she will truly be blessed and in your care. And her children's children, oh God, and children to come from generation to generation. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. I pray for fresh oil be upon her head. Let her garments to remain white, oh God, amen, and her head lack no oil. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To God. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you. And we thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
I still say it's a blessing. And I'm like Sister Kim. I pray that everyone would come back on the prayer line. Don't let the devil take your joy. Because without God, you can't do nothing. Nothing.
Amen.
And I'm asking prayers for my sister. Though she got her teeth, all her teeth removed, and she's still having trouble with that. But it's under the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
and my
Lord.
Two sisters in Texas, I am really praying for them in the name of Jesus. Because
yes,
I know God's going to change everything.
Amen.
With your trust in God.
Amen.
Keep on praying for me and my companion, because God is good. And
yes,
I always say, if we didn't have trials and tribulations, we wouldn't have a reason to pray.
Amen.
But thank
come
God
on,
for my trials.
Amen.
Thank God for deliverance.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
God will deliver you from your trials and tribulations.
Amen.
But you got to have that hope. In God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
All trust. Yes, Lord. All trust. All faith. Yes, Lord.
Ooh,
yes, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We come today, Father God. with all faith believing and combine faith with your daughter on today, sharing and all that she loves and concerned about. Lord, we ask her to be blessed, oh God. Lord, we pray for healing as we lift up our sister on today. Lord, we pray for her healing right now, speedy healing, supernatural healing for Dorit, oh God. Lord, we pray for restoration, oh God. Lord, we pray that peace will be upon her, oh God. Let your joy overtake her even right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we pray for
thank
the life, health, and strength of our sister, oh God. Lord, we pray that they will come to Christ, amen. Oh, Lord, we pray for Holy Ghost arrest, amen. Oh, Lord, that you would shake them to the very core of their being, that they will get down on their knees and just call upon your son named Jesus, that
ooh,
they may be saved and that their whole house may be saved in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we pray, oh God, that they will not be tempted by the worldly things, the possession of people, or conversation of this world, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, and Lord, we lift up your daughter Sharon and her husband on today's time, oh God, and we just pray, oh God, that you would continue to keep them, oh God, that you would be their strength up, be their peace up, be their joy, be their way, and deliver, oh God, from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, your word says when the righteous cry out, that you deliver them out of all their troubles. So Lord, we come crying out on today that it may be done for us and those in our family, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, because we know you'll be a deliverer, a way maker, a promise keeper, a light in the darkness, oh God. We know you'll be a healer, oh God. Amen. We decree and declare that you are a provider. Hallelujah. And your God are more than enough. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare all is well with us in our home. And we thank you for, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah, God.
Oh,
amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. God keep you. Mama Sharon, we love you. We thank God for you. Amen and amen. Praying it all. We'll come back to the line. Amen. I pray that God move every spiritual blindness, every spiritual deafness, every spiritual numbness, every spiritual illness, amen, that we can see and hear and feel again and come out together and know how important it is that we come together. I pray for divine unity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, where the enemy is called separation and confusion. I pray that peace be still. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh,
while we're praying, I just have to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. I want to come against the spirit of homosexuality because we have that going on in our families, especially with our youth, our young adults. Amen. And we need to pray against that. Amen. We don't condone it. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
But we command that spirit to cease its works and die at the root and
amen.
Come out. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Right now, we decree and declare no more will you wreak havoc in our family. No more we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ flows in our vein. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us and washes us, amen, from all unrighteousness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you right now that we decree and declare that our children are delivered. Amen. That our men and our, hallelujah, and the women are delivered from that homosexual spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Every perverse spirit, hallelujah, every spirit of lust, we decree and declare they are delivered and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Of them. Lord, take that desire away, oh God. Take it out of their mouth, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we pray that they will seek you and not the things of this world, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, as we decree and declare together. It is so. And it shall be the world away. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. All that stuff that I was going gay, and y'all just got to accept me how I am and love me like I am. My Lord, my God. I remember when I was coming up, you better not come around here with it. But we have allowed so much. Amen. My grandma said, no. Mm-mm. You ain't going to be, they say, you ain't going to be no gay. And we come against that with the blood of Jesus. Amen.
All
my
right.
Lord, my God, we got to speak up. They're just doing so much. The enemy, let me keep on. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. God bless your family. Thank you for touching and agreeing with me on today, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We pray that because it's just, and some of us are undercover. Amen. You know, you don't even know about it, but this is what they're doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Bonnie, name Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, just continue praying for me being able to do what I do. I still having some problems with my feet and my legs. But like you say, the devil is busy, and you could just be sitting in here, and he'll try to attack you all the way. You'd be like, hey, man, I'm just here.
Yes,
I'm not bothering anybody. And, you know, I used to have this, I would be kind of upset because I was doing all of this, and I love my mother. I've been helping my mother since I was 21 years old. I've been driving her around since I had a car. But, you know, I always, you know, and I was getting upset because I was like, well, somebody help. But now God say, I put you there for a reason.
Amen.
You there because I want you there, you know.
Amen.
So
that's
I'm beginning to understand why I'm here. I'm on an assignment,
yes.
Not just because it's my mother, because I love my mother, but I'm on an assignment here. And I'm trying to do the best I can. So I just need y'all to pray for me. Just keep me going.
Want
to keep
on.
Thank y'all for listening.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Yes, it's what we can. Amen.
Amen.
And then when you said that you're on assignment, because you're definitely on assignment, because others are watching. Amen. And
yes.
We have to have somebody to lead by example, so it's showing us how we're supposed to do it. And
exactly.
God has given you the capacity, but, you know, you said, and I know you said, there's no way I could do this in my strength. I mean, you know, and God gives you the capacity.
Yeah.
I just pray that God would increase the capacity even the more. Amen. That God would increase you in knowledge and wisdom, amen, even concerning your health, amen, and what to do, amen. And then, you can't go by everything that the doctor said, but we believe the report of the Lord, amen. And we just ask God to send forth those that he's ordained for your life in the name of Jesus Christ to be a blessing to you, amen. And Father God, we come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The only way that we can come, oh God, we come believing, oh God, for a mighty move in the life and the body of your daughter, Bonnie, oh God, Laverne. And we just pray, oh God, that you would bless her with a supernatural strength, oh God. Lord, we pray for healing right now. We command every pain, ache, and discomfort that may be plague in the mighty that she shall works and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, for we know it does not come from you. We know that it comes from the kingdom of Satan, and we decree to cast Satan that you are defeated for. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, your word says when the enemy comes in like a flood, that your spirit will lift up a standard. So, Lord, we pray that you will lift up a standard right now for your daughter, Bunny, oh God, that she can keep on keeping on. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray that you will increase
you,
our faith to receive, oh God. Help her with unbelief, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers you, protects you, heals you, delivers you, redeems you, amen, answers for you, and makes all things new in you and for you. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ flows through your veins, bringing healing to your entire body and with restoration, amen, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. And Father God, we pray for the peace and the strength of your daughter, Vera, oh God. We pray that you would just continue to bless her and keep her.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, we pray that peace be her portion and joy overtake her all the days of her life, oh God. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless, oh God, and we lift up Angel today, oh God. We pray her strength. Lord, we pray that you would continue to bless her. Let peace be her portion, oh God. Lord, I pray that she would seek you even the more. And when she does, oh God, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessing upon our life, that she won't have room enough to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We lift up Shandrigo, oh God. We pray that she will come to know you even more. Hallelujah, oh God, that she will call upon your God, not anyone else, but you, Father God, and receive, oh God,
you,
a mighty
Lord.
Blessing for her life, oh God, that she will be a blessing to her mother, to her sister, to her grandmother, amen, and to those that she come in contact with, oh God. Oh, Lord, let all see that it's only this you that did it, Father God, and nothing else. And we just want to say thank you. We lift up Jerome on today, oh God. We pray his strength. We pray healing for his body, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle. muscle, every tissue,
yes,
every bone in his body. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
Lord, we pray, oh God, let joy overtake him, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh,
thank
Lord,
you,
let him
Lord.
Come and kiss his wife and tell her how much he love, oh God. Oh, Lord, right
yes.
there in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we
thank
pray
you,
that
God.
Love would increase
thank
in the home
much.
Even the more, that it would overflow to others. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah,
thank you.
God.
Thank you.
God
much.
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
God keep you. We love you.
Yes,
and we thank
Lord.
God for
yes,
you.
Lord.
We thank God
thank
for you.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to
oh,
God. It's
hallelujah.
My privilege. Hallelujah. We understand we have the light of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We no
thank
longer
you.
Operate
amen.
In darkness. But we thank God for his glorious light, his marvelous light. We walk in it. Amen. Hallelujah. We shall not fear, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And we thank you for
yes.
it. God bless your cousin
you.
Bonnie and Aunt Vera. We love
thank
you, love
you.
You.
So
hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Glory to God. Amen
thank
and amen. Cousin Louis, God
you.
Bless you. Go ahead.
God bless him.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Thank you all my family for praying for me and my wife.
Amen.
And we just love it. Just sit here and know that I got family members that know me
yes,
and praying for me
amen.
And my wife.
Yes.
Yes.
Lord.
Amen.
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 It's
amen.
Yes,
yes Lord.
Glad watch the phone. Yes.
Amen.
We
just thank God for you, Cousin Lewis, and we lift you up, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We lift up your son to you on today, oh God, for you've called man to be head of his home and priest of his home. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let that be a great pouring in to the man of God. Amen. Oh, Lord, let him receive supernatural strength, oh God, to keep on keeping on. Oh, Lord, increase his faith even the more to trust you in every situation concerning him and his family, oh God, concerning his finances, concerning his support, oh God, concerning his children. Lord, we just want to say thank you that it is done. Amen. My Lord, my God, we bless your holy name, Father God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for the
thank
man
you.
Of God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're
ooh,
always
yes,
with
yes.
him. We thank you, Lord God, for the great testimony. Amen. We thank you for
ooh,
the life of his
you.
Wife, oh God. Lord, we just pray that you will continue to bless and keep her. Amen. We pray that you will bless her with long life. Good health and strength, wholeness and newness of life. Lord, let it be her portion in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord, that she will continue to testify how you did it. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you, Cousin Lewis, and we thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. My niece Dawn, she did. Amen. My niece Dawn, she did text in and say to pray for her. We want to lift her up to come against the spirit of confusion, the spirit of distraction. Amen. So we lift her up right now. And Father God, we just pray that you bless her and all this in her home. Lord God, we pray for a divine we pray right now, Lord God, for divine positioning for her life. We pray for divine order where things are out of order, Father God. And, Lord, to deliver from the spirit of confusion, spirit of distraction, oh God, the spirit of destruction, amen. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you for her deliverance. Lord, we ask that you fill her, oh God, with Shekinah glory to overflowing. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare it is so and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name. We pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I just want to pray for my husband who's in between jobs right now. The company he was working for, they laid off 1,500 employees. It was supposed to be an 11-year contract, and he was there probably 6 months. But God is faithful to provide. So just praying for his peace and that God will open up doors that no man can close. Financial doors, business opportunities. We want to lift up Aunt Eliza Jane and Classy on today and Cousin Brenda Gale and Cousin Connie and their families and household, my mom Carol, of course, Sister Dorita, who's normally on the line, Cousin Earlene, who's normally on the line, just praying. Sister Dora, which is Kim's friend, we want to lift them up and Just pray for them on today. If you keep them in your prayers. And I just pray, Father God, for everyone that we've called by name on today and all that's on the line. Father God, for the end to end right now. We're going to pray here before we close out. Oh, gracious Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your blessing, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do in our life. Lord, we have come on today, oh God, to receive change. And we thank you, oh God, that we receive that change. We thank you that deliverance has come, that breakthrough is here. We thank you, oh God, that you said that we could speak to every wall of Jericho in our life, and it must come down. So we decree and declare the walls of Jericho that have kept us off from our blessing, that have kept us off from our deliverance, that have kept us off from our breakthrough, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that it has come down on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For you are the breaker that goes before us, that break through every hallelujah way of the enemy, every barrier that they put up before us. We thank you, Lord God, that you brought us out, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that your word says that your promises are yes and amen. And we stand on those promises on today. Lord, we just pray, oh God, that you would continue to strengthen us, oh God. Oh Lord, that we would continue in faith. And Lord, we need you, oh God, to increase our faith even more, oh God. That we will seek you in every hour, oh God, seeking you first your kingdom and all your righteousness, knowing that all things shall be added unto us according to your word in Matthew 6:30. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we're standing on the truth of your word. You said you would give us the keys to the kingdom, and that whatsoever we would bind on earth would be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we would loose on earth would be loose in heaven. According to Matthew 6:18, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind our will to the will of God, that we will be constantly aware of your will and purpose for our lives. We bind ourselves to the truth of God, that we will not be deceived by the many suffering deception of the world and the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind ourselves to the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to be constantly aware of the blood of Jesus Christ, miracle working power to restore and heal and keep us safe. Amen. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ, that we will be aware of how Jesus Christ would have us to think and believe. We do not want to react out of our own human thoughts when situations arise suddenly. We want to think and act as Jesus Christ would have us to act. We bind our feet to the path of righteousness, that our steps will be steady and true all day long. We bind ourselves to the work of the cross in our lives, so that we will continue to die daily to our own selfish desires and motivations and be more like Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind a strong man so that we may spoil his household and take back every bit of joy, peace, blessing, freedom, and every material and spiritual possession that he has stolen from us. We take them back right now with immediate effect. We loose a strong man's influence over every part of our body, soul, and spirit. We loose, crush, and smash, and destroy every evil device you may try to bring in our sufferer of the influence during this day and even forevermore. We repent of every wrong desire, attitude, pattern, thinking we have had. We, hallelujah, forgive us, Heavenly Father, for holding on to wrong ideas, desires, behaviors, and habits. According to 1 John 1:9 and John 14:14, we renounce and reject these things in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we loose every wrong attitude, pattern of thinking, belief, idea, desire, behavior, and habit that we've ever learned. We loose the strongholds around them that would keep us from being completely surrendered to the will of God for our lives. We loose all doubt and confusion from ourselves and those in our family members and loved ones. We have bound our minds to the mind of Christ. And we loose every wrong thought and evil imagination that would keep us from being in sweet unity with you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit of the living God. We bind and loose these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who has given us the keys to do so. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
At this time, we're going to close out here. Before I release the pastor's blessing, if you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. We're going to start with you, Aunt Vernice Singh. Go ahead.
Glory, hallelujah. I love you. I love you very much. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. I love you so much, Aunt Vernice Singh. God bless you. Can't wait to be back with you again on the line. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Cousin Kim, go ahead.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for the prayer line. Thank God for everyone on here, and everyone have a blessed weekend.
Amen. You too. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen and amen. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. And thank you. I just love you. You lift me up.
Thank you.
And when I don't get on this prayer line, I be dead. Because I'm afraid that this line stay open because I love God and I love to hear from other people how they testify, how good God have been to them. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I love you too.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Cousin Bonnie, are you there? God bless you. Go ahead.
I must say, she is very right. You do lift us up. And it seems like when we be on this prayer line, the week goes better for me. I have a good, blessed week most of the time.
Amen.
So thank you. Thank you. And God bless you.
God bless you, too. I love you. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. It does the same for me. I'm like, I got to get on the prayer line. It's always feels like something is missing, you know, when we're about able to get on the line. And so I just thank God for answered prayers. We are back on the line.
Amen.
Just in God will continue. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Cousin Lewis, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. It's just a blessing to be to me on the prayer line with y'all every week.
Amen.
It looks like to me, when we're on the prayer line, everything works out good.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for it. I just thank God it's an opportunity. If you don't even get to go to church on Sunday, amen, we have Saturday service, amen. This is Saturday service. This is Saturday, amen. So we have our Saturday service every Saturday, amen. So God bless you. God keep you. And may God continue to strengthen us all, amen, to keep on keeping on, keeping the faith, amen. Hold on to it. Don't let it go, amen. This is where God works miracles. Again, I thank you, family, for being on the line at short notice that the line was back up. We're praying that it will continue on staying in place so we all can come back and everyone else in the family can hear about it and jump on the line. But we're going to keep on keeping on and praying for our families and loved ones. So God bless you. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you be free from the fear of the past, looking forward to the joy of today, tomorrow, and forevermore. May every controlling thing in your life be destroyed. And may you be completely controlled by the Spirit of God and the love of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let this day be the first day of the rest of your life, a day filled with love, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
amen.
To God. God bless the family. I love you.
Amen.
And I can't wait to be back
love
with you next Saturday, same time. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know.
living, yeah. When I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get there.